There's a book by Brian Loftopoulos and Aim Lambos, Becoming Zimbabwe. It's one of my favorite books right now. One of its aims is to take apart most of prevailing historical myths you find in Zimbabwe. And one such thing they take apart is this divide, this you speak of, between Shona and Ndebele. And what is Shona really? What is Ndebele really? Ndebele is made out of various disparate groups. So are the Shona. Use Zulus, Manikas, Dao, and they call them Shona. What is it? For me, really, it's highly politicized constructions, both Ndebele and Shona, that in many ways have kept the country apart, but obviously very useful to politicians particularly.